Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The almighty Adam Peggy, who's making final notes about his big appearance on the Eric Zane Show podcast. Hi, Adam.
Hi.
I
gotta be prepared.
Yeah, I know. I understand that. I was just going over the sponsors. I was like, I wonder if he's paying extra attention. I see you. If you're just listening to the audio podcast, he's got a Detroit Pistons hat on and a Michigan Wolverines hoodie.
Yes, sir. I'm ready. I'm ready for the weekend. The Pistons don't look great.
Has the kid played, Cade Cunningham?
He has not. No, I'm going to the game next Tuesday. They play the reigning champions, the Bucks, and I'm hoping he's ready for that one, but not yet. No.
What happened to him? What type of injury?
He twisted his ankle, real bad sprain.
I like him, by the way. I don't know a thing about him. All I know is that when he was drafted, he just seemed really cool.
Yeah, well, I think embraced the city of Detroit right away, and he wants to be there, or at least that's what he says. We'll see when they're 6-47 later this year. We'll see if he still wants to be in Detroit. But for now, we'll take it.
Have you followed the story locally? Here, you and I live in West Michigan, and we'll talk all about what you got coming up. I can't wait to get into that. But the Detroit Pistons, a few years ago, they have a G League team, which is kind of like your minor league team where the players develop.
Yep.
And they were here in West Michigan. They're called, in fact, I'm wearing a old bit of their gear, Grand Rapids Drive.
Yes,
well,
sir.
The Pistons said, okay, we're going to need you to move to Detroit. And the team, you know, they got a lot of people that work around here. It's a local ownership group. And they said, nah, no thanks. We don't want to do that. And the Pistons said, well, fuck you. We're pulling the affiliation. We're going to make our own team. And they said, well, okay, you do what you got to do. So they did. And they have the G League team right in Detroit. They play at a facility they built specifically for them. They're called the Motor City something.
I thought it was still the drive, but I don't know.
It's something automotive.
Right.
It might be. The what was the drive or what were the drive, they end up getting hooked up with the Denver Nuggets.
Yeah, the what is it, the Gold?
Yes, the Grand Rapids Gold. So the Nuggets are a superior team to the Pistons.
Yeah.
So fuck the Pistons and let's go Nuggets.
Yeah, we've got the Nuggets affiliate now. It's cool that there's still something in town. I hope that they'll be involved with like the charity basketball game that we used to.
Oh, they will.
It's
a great group of people that are over there, and they are officially known as the Motor City Crews.
Oh, the Crews. Oh,
yes.
God. It reminds me of the thing they do on 28th Street. Barf.
You don't like the 28th Street Crews?
No, because I live right off 28th Street, and when that's happening, I just have to avoid the entire area. It's a me thing. It's just very inconvenient for me. Dude. You got all these boomers out there looking at cars that don't even run.
Dude, that is a haven for comedy. You with a microphone and a camera there could have a fucking
God bless those people. It was this past year, it had to be like 95 degrees and people were out there in their lawn chairs just waiting, just in, in jean shorts and tank tops, just waiting for their favorite car to drive by. It's, I mean, that's, I've never been a car guy, mostly because I'm poor and I can't afford, nice cars.
Yep.
Let alone old school classic cars. But to each their own.
Adam, you and I and the world famous Matt Loria are we are triple threading a private engagement very soon in the month of December.
Yep.
Some folks reached out and I'll be emceeing and handing it off to Matt and then handing it off to you. I am stoked about this.
I'm super stoked too. And if there's one thing people know about me is that I'm a squeaky clean, family friendly corporate comedy guy. So it's it should be a lot of fun. I'm very capable. I haven't done a ton of like corporate shows in the past, but enough.
Okay.
A handful. And I haven't really pursued doing more, if I'm being honest. I probably should, because they usually pay better than
they do
the club stuff. So, and it's fun. I think people, it's a different setting, but people appreciate it and they have fun, just like any other comedy show.
We're going to do great. And I am really encouraging heavy drinking. So I'm talking to one of the main people behind us. Like, you got to make sure they drink heavily beforehand. So
yes, please.
The jokes get funnier when they're drunk.
Absolutely.
All right. Now, you have a big engagement coming up. Is it starting tonight?
It is.
It is starting tonight. You got a full weekend. Would you call this your home club, Dr. Grins?
Oh, it is. It is more than just my home club. I was just thinking about it sitting here, kind of looking back. I almost got emotional for a minute and then I'm like, you got to get on with Zane. You got to pull your shit together. He's a toxic white male. He'll make fun of you and get emotional.
Oh, fuck. Yes, I am quite toxic. I'll have to admit that. Thank you. I appreciate that.
So, Zane, years and years ago, I won't even say how many years because it's almost embarrassing how long I've been doing comedy at this point, but I worked at the Bob where Dr. Grins, the comedy club, is located in, like, banquets. That it was their catering department. They're still around, but we'd set up for weddings and private parties and functions and whatnot. And at the time, there was a different host at the club, called himself Billy Grin, I believe.
I remember Billy. I love him.
He was the husband of the manager at the time. Really nice guy. But they almost couldn't get comics to do the open mic. Like, they had to ask people. So I'd get off work. I'd still have my chef jacket on. I had to wear a chef jacket for I don't even know why, because I didn't cook anything. But
right.
Get off work and they'd say, hey, do you want to do the open mic? Because they knew I was a comic, an aspiring comic. The reason I started working at the Bob was the comedy club was in the building and I wanted to pursue that in life. So he'd ask me and I'd do the open mic. This was so long ago. And then I started doing mics and got my first paid gig at the Bob. And I didn't go to college, so I never had that second group of friends after high school. So all of the friends I met were from jobs or from a hobby or something I did. And that was comedy. And I still have friends to this day. One of my best friends who was in my wedding, I met at the comedy club. Another friend who's now one of my brother's best friends, he met through me. I met at the comedy club. I met my wife. I met my wife after a show at Dr. Grins.
Yeah. I know your better half. She's one of the sweetest people on the planet. She was smitten with you, wasn't she?
She's way too good for me. Well, I think that I was wearing tight fitting pants. I don't know that she was that into my jokes, but she could definitely tell that I had a hog. And I met her after a show there. And I mean, I recorded my first album there. So many great memories. at that place. So it means a ton that I'm headlining it for the first time. And it's been a rough couple of years for the Deggy. So it's exciting. And I can't wait. One show tonight, two shows tomorrow. There's unfortunately no show Saturday because there's stupid Halloween party.
Oh, but, that's right. That the building wide.
Yes.
Yeah. When I was working at the same place with your wife, Cumulus Broadcasting, they were real big on the fucking Halloween party, and I'll never forget it.
I'm sure they were.
They were like, okay, everybody has to go help decorate the Bob. So this was one of those moments when I realized that my radio career was over. Where I'm in the basement of the Bob, dressed like the fucking headless horseman, putting up orange and black streamers in a corner of the room, and everyone's like, "Hurry up, get to work!" I'm like, "Oh fuck, this is over. It's over."
Yeah, they loved that party. I tell you what, they weren't real big on ratings. Ew!
Holy shit! Yeah, well, we can all make those jokes now, I guess. I guess technically they can sue me, but fuck them. What are they going to sue me for?
Radio's hard.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah. Tonight at 8 o'clock, tomorrow, 8 and 10:30, a lot of my family and friends will be there. My mother. And then a lot of people I've never met who just enjoy comedy. There's still comics, that are in town. I started with, most of them quit. There's a lot of regulars that have been coming to Grins for over a decade that I would hope we'll be there. So it's cool, man. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. That's, I mean, when you look at the survival of the fittest, you're like, oh my God, I'm kind of like, from this crew, one of the last men standing. I mean, that, good or bad doesn't matter. It's still quite a thing to look at. So
yeah.
I'm still slugging it out.
There's gotta be people you started, in radio with that, you know, definitely don't do radio anymore.
Well,
probably died.
I mean, well, hell, I'm one of them. Yeah, I am old, and I am one of them. And for the longest time, when I was still working in the industry, I did do that. I took a look at all these people and said, oh my God, I can't believe they're out of the business. Now I'm out of the business. Been out of the business for quite some time, but whatever.
That's just how it happens, man.
Yeah. Okay. So, all right. That's all fantastic. It's just shocking to me that you've headlined Mark Ridley's in Detroit twice before. And you've never had, this is the first time you've ever headlined Dr. Grins.
And the showcase in Ann Arbor, basically every club in the state, as well as other clubs around the country. Listen, when you're the local guy, you know, there's always a lack of respect, which I understand, but it should have happened a long time ago. And the bookers may be there tonight. I'll take it up with them face to face. We'll have words.
Oh yeah, right. Yeah, I'm sure you will.
when I say words, I mean he'll pull me in the coat closet and make me suck his dick, probably.
Oh God.
Yeah. I mean, come on. You gotta do what you gotta do, Zane. This is show business.
Holy shit.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Have you what that kind of reminds me, you know, we're joking, but can you tell me, have you ever had a moment where you're like, fuck, I can't believe I'm doing this to try to further my career? That type of, you know, maybe it was a show that was weird or a real long travel to get to where you needed to be.
Well, this podcast.
Yes. This fucking podcast. Oh, fuck me.
No, you know what? I'm sure I've done shows that I shouldn't have done. You know, I probably did gigs where I drove 8 hours and didn't get paid. And it was like, what am I doing this for?
Yeah,
but I never really I've never been the guy who would reach out to another comic and beg him to let me open for him, or I don't know. I've never been super aggressive doing that kind of thing. But I'm sure I've done some things that looking back, I'm embarrassed right. by.
You kind of have to have a really short memory.
Yeah.
You know, whether good or bad, because if something fantastic happens and you dwell on it, you know, that's probably not the best thing in the world. But if you can forget everything and just concentrate on, okay, the next thing I'm doing, the next special that I'm writing, whatever it may be, isn't that would probably help you. I think that's true in any industry.
100%. And I will admit, I do a lot of shameless plugs like this one. I'm selling my new album, Lymph Nodes, at Dr. Grin's tonight and tomorrow, as well as in Traverse City at the Comedy Club Saturday. But most importantly, tonight and tomorrow, Dr. Grin's. It's called Lymph Nodes. I've got download cards, nice big ones. If you're not familiar with download cards, I know a lot of your listeners were around during Prohibition.
Is there a spot online I can link it up right now?
If you go to ontourrecords.com, you may be able to find it. I haven't been on there yet, but folks, here's what you do. You take the card and you look at the code on the back and you put that into your smartphone or iPad or computer, whatever device you have on the internet. You just put the code in the website and it'll download the album for you and you'll have the album. So I'm going to be selling these at Dr. Grin's tonight and tomorrow. We're in a gray area of technology as far as albums, because CDs are too old, right?
Right. Yeah.
Nobody wants CDs. Half the people's cars don't even have CD players in them.
Right.
But then these download cards are kind of too new, where people are looking at them like, what the hell is this? Like, they want something tangible or something physical they can hold and that'll actually play the music. So I don't know. It's a weird area. I'm not sure what I should be doing.
I think that's a good thing. I think that's a really good idea, actually, because basically they're only going to have that, what you had in your hand for a handful of seconds before they throw it away as soon as they get it. But still, once you have something, I think that that's not a bad place to be at all. I actually like that a lot.
And then the first of the month, November 1st, it'll be on pre-sale, which then it'll be available, I believe, on the website just to purchase without a card. And then the 12th of November, it's available everywhere. So it'll be on iTunes and Amazon and Google Play and Spotify.
Right. But that's not for free, right?
Not on iTunes. Now, I think you can technically listen to it on Spotify for free, but just don't do it. Don't be a good person.
Yeah, I mean, Spotify, my God, people get raped. You hear about what artists make and it's jack shit. It's absolutely horrible. I always ask the question, why do people put their shit on there?
You know, somebody was just asking me about this. Now, for a guy like me who nobody knows, I mean, I'm a nobody, let's be honest.
Me too.
So I just want the most people to listen to my comedy as possible. It's all about exposure for me. I know I'm not going to make any money on this thing, you know? I mean, if I was any level of success, I wouldn't be doing this podcast right now.
It's true. It's true.
No, I'd come back, you know.
Well, we're pals.
Once I'm famous for robbing a bank or something, Zane, I'll come back. And
okay, I appreciate that. I appreciate that.
But I just want the most people to listen to my comedy as possible. I just want people to think I'm funny. That's enough. All it is. So I guess it probably is stupid, but I don't know.
What is it?
I'll also be on Sirius XM, and you get money from that and stuff. So,
okay, excellent.
Wherever they can play it, I'll let them.
Let me ask you this, Adam Teggy. The Chappelle's been in the news. How do you look at Dave Chappelle? What is your opinion of Dave Chappelle?
You know, I mean, he's obviously a legend. He's top three, if not top two, or the number one guy of all time. I mean, you can't really argue that. I know comedy is subjective, but I mean, just the numbers will tell you that he is a great. I'm ashamed to say, I'll be honest with you. I haven't watched the last, I've heard so much about it. I just haven't watched it.
Okay.
I mean, I feel like I've heard enough about it. I don't need to, but no. I absolutely will as a fan of comedy. And I think he's funny, but I can also say that just from what I've heard, the guy is obviously so successful. He's running out of things to talk about. And I think he's having a hard time being relatable as anybody would when you're making $50 million for a special or whatever he's getting paid.
Right.
Obviously that community is sensitive to the things he's saying, because I mean, they're going through those experiences and he can't say he has. So it's different. I think his beef is that, you know, it's easier to be racist than it is to, you know, make fun of trans people or whatever, which is shitty. But having said that, like, people are coming to his defense, like he's having his cars declined because he made fun of trans people. Like, he's going to be okay. You know, we don't need to start the guy at GoFundMe.
No, that's absolutely true.
I'm seeing people post things like, I stand with Chappelle. Like, why don't we stand with people?
That's me. That's
don't
me.
Have any money. Yeah,
I'm the guy. Here's the thing, though.
I understand both sides, but he's going to be fine.
He is going to be fine. I think what it boils down to is the, in my opinion, the blatant misunderstanding. You've kind of taken yourself out of it, because you got to watch The Closer.
Right. So I can't speak on it too much because I haven't watched it.
First of all, it's very good. Second of all, I don't want to say anything to spoil it, but I should have started this with, have you seen The Closer? And then when you said no, I would have said, oh, okay, never mind. But
no, we can still discuss it because I have watched specials he's done in the past that people were up in our
right.
So yeah. He's doing it on purpose. Obviously I think he wants the backlash. I mean, because it's all publicity is good publicity. I mean, the guy's not going to get canceled. He's going to be fine.
It's funny you mention that because,
what would it mean if Chappelle got canceled? He just didn't get another Netflix special for a year or two?
No, he is going to be able to be on Netflix. There's no question. But what he did was he made a documentary, and he was invited to all these film festivals, like big ones. And then after The Closer came out, they said, don't come.
Oh, oof.
So that has dried up for him. So it's all
right.
You'll find it if you get the time.
Oh, I'll have the time. I'll watch it this afternoon. Now I got to know.
Yeah, you got to watch The Closer. And then there's a message he posted on Instagram about what I just mentioned. So,
okay.
Michigan State is this weekend. That is the game. Obviously, you're rooting for Michigan. If Michigan wins, I don't think they've beaten anybody in the top 25 on the road since Jim Harbaugh started this.
I'm kind of out of the loop. I don't watch nearly as much college football as I used to, just because Michigan has been irrelevant for almost two decades.
Right.
And my wife doesn't know yet, but I put about $15K on the game Saturday. So if they lose, we might lose the house.
Okay. Very good.
I need him to win. No, you're right. Yes. I can't remember the last time they were both undefeated when they played.
I know. It's fantastic.
In the top 10. So it's a huge game, but man, if they lose, you know, I will not be shocked at all.
Right on. For your sake, go blue. For your sake, go blue.
Yes.
All
absolutely.
Right. Adam, Thursday, Friday, Dr. Grins. Again, if you want tickets, right there, click, go see, get your tickets, bring your family, bring your friends.
If for some reason you're weird about buying tickets online, you can get them at the door. It would mean the world to me if you were there. I know a lot of you agree with me and all of my opinions. So please.
Yes, I will say that all the times we have gotten into vaccine fights on my Facebook page, I'm so happy that all of those people have seen the light and have not fought back and realized that Adam and I are right.
Oh, if there's one thing I can say is I've got 100% success rate changing people's minds on social media.
You see, God, every time there's something wonky, it's usually Adam and I, thick as thieves, slugging it out. And sometimes Stu will check in from the back of the room. Oh, my God.
Yeah, good times. It's really all a waste right. of time. But all I love right, buddy. Everybody. I'll see you there.
Okay, Adam, thank you.
I appreciate you, man.
There you go. Likewise. There you go. Adam freaking Deggie appearing at Dr. Grin's this weekend. It's not funny.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.